I greet you all this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus. May he be amongst us as we seek to worship him and our God this morning. I'm sorry that there are quite a number of notices, but I think it would be good for us first to send a very warm welcome to visitors with us. It always does us good to have other folk in fellowship, and we pray that God will bless you as you join with us this morning. So far today, things are reasonably normal until after the evening service, when we have an opportunity of to discuss things with the presbytery worker, Loretta Sangster, who's coming to London today. She's in the centre of the congregation this morning, and we would hope to meet with her. We'll meet in the manse after the service, and an opportunity to speak, especially about evangelism and so on, but maybe a few other things as well that might be helpful. So I'd encourage you to allow a little bit of time for that extra after the evening service. Wednesday we do have time for prayer from 8 o'clock. There's no Friday meeting this week in pattern. And next Sunday it is a little bit different. We have a visiting preacher. It's Reverend Dr. Manuel Riaño from Colombia. He's a fine speaker, fine preacher, and I would encourage you to make every effort to come along and to bring others as well. And then after the service, that he'll be speaking on behalf of the mission support group that we're involved with regarding the Colegio San Andrés in Lima, but also his own work in the seminary in Colombia. So again, encourage you to make every effort to be around for that. But there will be no Sunday school as a result after next week's service. And then, because of just a recent change of events, largely because I'm going to have to go away myself, but it's only a recent arrangement, we decided it's probably wisest to cancel the evening service next week, but encourage you to meet with God's people elsewhere if you can. So please understand that that's that is because of exceptional circumstances. Regarding the visit of Señor Riaño next week for the children, there is what I've called a discovery sheet, a few questions and things for you to prepare your minds to be able to understand a bit better what he's talking about. So make sure you get one of these before you go home today. Take it with you, and if you can try and get the answers to the questions by next week, and then I'll even mark it, and perhaps there might be a little prize or something afterwards. So I think these are all the things that I need to mention specifically this morning. Forgive me for the extra time that's involved, but it is worth mentioning these things. We remember the words of the psalm, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods." And so it is that we come to worship him this morning. We worship in praise, turning first to Psalm 1. Let us sing together. Psalm 1 on page 1. We'll sing version B. It's on page 1 and just goes over to page 2 as well. Psalm 1, "How blessed the one who does not walk where wicked men would guide his feet, who does not stand in sinners' paths or sit upon the scorner's seat. The law of God is his delight, his meditation, day and night." It's a psalm that speaks of the choice that might be made. It speaks of the means to an end, and that great end being the blessing of this one, and that blessing in serving the Lord. And I trust that this is what we'll be able to continue as our theme for this morning. So let us sing then, Psalm 1, version B, page 1. We will stand to sing and remain standing for prayer afterwards.
How blessed the one who knows. Amen.